You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Find that it's brought in Parashat Korach that when Korach demanded that he has to be given the position of Aharon HaKohen, so the reaction of Moshe Abraham Shalom was right, that's one of the things that he did, and then he responded, Rav Lachem Bnei Levi. So he told them, you have enough good thing, position to be thankful for. Rav Lachem, it's enough. The Midrash brings that the reaction that he showed, later on he was punished. Because at the time that Hashem informed him that you are done and you concluded your task, in Parshat Vatchanan we see that Hashem told him, Rab lach, you should not add any tefillot. So now Midrash explains, because he told Korach, it's enough, so Hashem told him it's enough. Make sense? It doesn't make sense, right? That's what you say. I understand. But did Moshe had the right to make him come as a leader? Was he permitted?
Yes, as a leader, yes.
So now, if somebody makes a noise in the Beit Knesset, are you not permitted to tell them to be quiet?
Yes, you are.
So what? It depends, how much noise they make. Right, exactly.
It doesn't matter how much noise. You cannot make noise.
You cannot make noise, yeah. It depends noise. How sensitive you are.
So you go outside, make as much noise as you want.
No, even outside you should not make noise. You should not make noise at all. Why should you make noise?
House of Hashem, you cannot make any noise.
Understand, but you should not be nosy. Where were we? I'm back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he did the right thing or he didn't do the right thing?
He did the right thing. It depends who you ask.
Why should he be punished?
Could have told him in a nicer way.
Why Hashem was strict on him anyway? Why Hashem, said, because you said it's enough, so I'm not going to accept your tefillah. Why?
He limited him,
yeah. So what should he do? What is the whole concept behind this whole subject?
I'm waiting for an answer from you.
Well, how about, waiting? Let's say, a kid goes to school, and he misbehaves, he doesn't sit, he gets up, he makes noise, he pushes the desk, he keeps opening his backpack, he closing it, taking out things, walks in this, back and forth in the classroom. So how are you supposed to deal with him? Huh?
Call his parents.
Call the parents?
Yeah.
Bring him to the classroom?
Yes.
Is it me?
To watch the kid because he's not listening.
Fine, but what do you send them home or what do you do?
Well, obviously at home they don't teach him discipline.
Well, at school they do? He listens? I'm sorry?
Be patient,
So now, just imagine all the kids that misbehave, you send them home. How many you have left in the school?
Not too many.
Too many. I mean, you don't know. You're just guessing, but So now, here, the teacher, rather, they stay in the classroom, even though that they're misbehaving, at least,
for now.
At least, there's a chance that
they change.
They will learn something, unless you send them home. Right? So he puts up with them. Why? Because the reason that the parents send the kids to school is
to learn something.
Chazak Baruch. Right?
Yes.
So that's the purpose is. You come to Beit Knesset because
to learn
something, to pray. Why you pray? Because you want to be better.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
That's the whole purpose. You go to work, why?
To earn money.
We don't know.
You don't know?
You go to work.
So if your money is made, then we should go for it.
No, as a matter of fact, there's a story about the kid asks his Abba, you know, where did you get married? He says, in this, you know, who did your brachot? This, you know. So, what did you serve? You know, said this and this and that. So then the kid said, you know, Abba, where did you get married? So I don't know. So you know where you got married, who did, you know, but I don't know. So here, Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us by giving a hint to Moshe Abraham Shalom. Yes, they rebelled. Fine. But there's one point in life that you should not forget. That the task of Yehudi to come to this Olam is to
improve.
So what did Moshe claim? He said, no, you have enough. You know, that's it. You know, what do you want? He could have, you know, approached him in a different way. But when he told them, that's it, you should be happy with what you have, this is not Jewish. That means you cannot say, you know, I've done enough, I'm okay. There's no such a thing. As soon as you feel that, you know, you
graduated,
you have a certificate,
you are in trouble.
You need a shredded machine. Yeah. I mean, there's no such a thing that Yehudi would feel that has attained the task that he should have. It could be many aspects in life, you know. Many. Baruch Hashem, they have many, many things. Many things. Ben Prat Yosef. But as far as to have something that is very crucial, to have inner peace, to be happy, to have peace of mind, there are many, many few, there are very few that they could claim, yeah, I'm happy in life. They could attain many, many levels in life. And some, you know, they feel, you know, they're very successful. But in another aspect, you know, if you ask him, you know, are you a happy individual?
Yeah.
So the answer, not always positive. Why? Because the main ingredient, they're lacking.
They're a slave to their work. They cannot be happy.
Well, we all have a selection. What are we a slave of? Everybody has a, you know, interest to what he becomes slave of. To be slave in general is not a good suggestion. That means if you are, you know, picky about a matter in life, no matter what it is, so then it's going to eat you up.
But to be a slave of Hashem, that doesn't do that.
Yeah, but it depends how you become a slave. If you don't know the guidelines, so then, you know, as a matter of fact, it was an interesting story you heard about a gentleman named Philip Pettit. You heard about him?
I just heard
him. Yeah, he just, Chazaka Baruch, you know. No. He worked 6 years. You know how many years that is? 6 years?
5 years.
6 years. A lot of years.
Yeah.
Right. So he actually he walked between the Twin Towers on the rope. Adehim Ashalom. And you know, from one tower to another one, he walked on it. It took him 6 years that he did research. You know, he went in, you know, very secretively with the helicopter, this, that. And then after 6 years, he walked from one tower to another tower. And then he hired the photographer to take a picture. The photographer at the time, when he was walking, he fell asleep. 6 years he worked on this project. 6 years. But at the moment that needs to be recorded, the photographer, look it up. Philip Pettit. 6 years, you know what it is? You work. I mean, I think they have some videos or whatever, maybe he did it again. But the point of the matter here is that in life it's exactly the same thing. You work and work and work and work. And then things that you think, you know, is worth working on, and then the photographer is sleeping. What does it mean? You wasted your time. You wasted your time. Because the main ingredient that really it works, you know, to be positive, to be happy, to make other people happy. Don't be stubborn. At least once a chash, okay. And then we say, Sheikh Yan, Riman, Yan, Las, one, as it. You know, at least people will say, Bracha. Learn to say, okay, yes, you're right. I made a mistake. And here you see a beautiful point that Moshe Abraham, even when he was trying to create discipline, Nazm, Hashem punished them. So, why are you stopping these people to not be able to grow, to be a better people? And that's what the whole point here is. The task here is, we have to ask ourselves, what did I gain today? Am I better? Do I feel better? Do I have better peace of mind? Am I happier when I do my tefillah? You have to ask. Chas v'shalom, we don't want the photographer to be sleeping, to waste our time. Hashem is like, no, it's not a shame to hire a good photographer. So give him some Turkish coffee, so he will not fall asleep.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.